Motorsports Worldwide.
All right, we promised you that because of the fast-paced nature of today's show, we're going to dive straight into the first segment of the show. Yeah, Chipambing SC will also be joining us just after the news at 6. But right now, though, with so much action on the pitch, it goes without saying that there's a lot more of what happens away from the pitch. So much that players go through before they step onto the field as well. We're going to get into the thrills and spills of the beautiful game today with a man who understands players and what they deserve and what they don't deserve. The SAFPU president, Utulakhanyo Khaushubelwe, is here with me in studio. Tulas, it's been a while. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Rob, and let me say good evening to your listeners of MSW.
Well, welcome to the bridge, under the bridge at Katlehong, as we officially call it, Ben. I don't know if it's playable for professional players, but it is playable for you as the president of the union. The transfer window, it's still upon us. They still trade. Have there been issues that have stood out for you before we get into the Super League issue, which was a big talking point here on the show yesterday? But let's start off domestically. Have there been any major issues that have warranted the union to step in so far?
Look, one of the things, Rob, that we had to deal with, of course, as I think it has become a norm, it's on the sales of the clubs.
Yes.
You know, we do understand the financial implications. We understand that COVID hit. And we also understand people need resources to do that. But the challenge with that is that in all these cases, players only know or find out at the last minute of these things. And that, you know, gets us now to run the league right to the league. What's happening? Who's selling? What not? Can you really disclose on that? And that creates a problem because there is no stability, firstly, yeah, in terms of the players. You take them, you go with them to a preseason. They are definitely sure that they'll be playing. Wherein, in the interim, there is some team, a fully fledged team that's training somewhere,
yeah,
waiting for their status. And you get the status and you get there. But here lies the problem. And I'm not too sure how to deal with this issue. Because clubs today, especially in the Motsepe Foundation League, they sign players just for a season and an option. An option favors the club. Because the option doesn't begin to say on the 1st of, or on the 31st of May, or on the 2nd of Feb, if you have not expressed any interest, that it will go forth with you, that will terminate. So that doesn't. Yeah. So that's where we are precisely, and we are just sitting and dealing with that particular matter. Yesterday, I was dealing with another matter. There's this young man who comes from ABC Motsepe, signed by Leopard. I've got the communication here. Leopard says, he says they called him, and they said, just come here. And they made him to sign a blank document. He asked, what is this?
Yeah.
I said, no, you're signing a registration form. You'd know that at ABC they sign registration form. They don't sign contracts.
Yeah.
Wherein only it was a contract. So upon, I think, 2 days later, they called the boy. Hey, come here. What jersey number do you want to wear? It says 20. But it clicks. He says, no, wait a minute. You want me to sign? Why are you asking me about my jersey?
Yeah.
And they said to him, no, because you've signed a contract. What is a startup? Okay, you'll get five grand. Getting this 5 grand, you'll get 5 years, of which 2 years and 3 years are with the club. And I said, but how does this happen? It can't.
Yeah.
Then we have started the process. Ask the boy to say, speak with the club. Did you ask them certain questions? And we took him through that process.
Yeah.
And these are some of the challenges, Rob, that we are faced with.
So he was made to sign a blank piece of paper.
You see the PSL contract, you're just made to sign. When you come from ABC,
yeah,
at ABC you sign a registration form normally.
Correct.
That's what players sign because it's not a contract, they say. And then he signed that he was called into the office with other two or three guys, and they signed the very same document.
Right.
And later on, he was given a contract, a signed contract with details. That's how much you are going to earn. That's what you need to do.
But in the face-to-face conversation, there was no reference to the contract and its clauses and what he would be signing for.
In actual fact, the boy said, I asked them,
yeah,
Elijah, for an example, he says, I asked Elijah, is this a contract? Am I signing a contract? They said, no, you're not signing a contract. You're just signing so that we can look at the issue of registration. We're still waiting for the coach to confirm quite a number of things.
Yeah.
You know, because these are unsuspecting young boys who wants to make it into the elite league.
So he's being duped?
Absolutely.
So what are the steps then that you can take? Because surely that is not allowed.
No, absolutely. What we do now is to allow that process and engage with the club.
Yeah.
Say the club, look, this is what you have done. What you've done is absolutely wrong. Remedy that. If you still want the boy, sit down with the boy and have a discussion with them around the contractual issues. If you do not agree, that's fine. But if you fail to do that within 7 days, of course, we'd have to approach the DRC and see how best we can deal with this matter.
But even besides the 7 days, are they not liable for something illegal that they've done, because it has been an illegal act that they performed as Leopards?
No, absolutely. But here's the difficulty, Rob. Here is Rob Jr. who wants to play football. And because this is the only opportunity that I have,
yeah,
Rob Jr. is not going to pursue this matter, because they know that for a fact.
Yeah.
That it will take a bold Rob Jr. to really pursue the matter. Now, you are sitting with a situation where you're saying, okay, let us find a middle ground.
Mm.
What is the middle ground? Middle ground is that let's look at it and say, this is how much you're going to give this boy. Can we look at that and have a discussion? Can we also look at the number of years that we are giving this young man vis-a-vis what you have? Because if this young man says he doesn't want to play, possibly it's his last, the only chance that they have. Because that's what, in actual fact, they are made to believe, that this might be your only opportunity in football.
So he's stuck with the club that from the get-go was already being dishonest with him?
No, absolutely. Now you can imagine what's going to happen going forward. And if you raise these matters with them, it's like, they're going to pick up on the young man. But how many more
like him
of these young boys have been signed in the very same way?
Now, the issue of the 5,000 rand, which is what I pick up from this, is that something within a league, like a first division league, be something that is a fee that is acceptable?
Look, it becomes very difficult.
Yeah.
Because for you to get to that point to say what's acceptable and not, it's for you to engage honestly with the clubs to say, okay, if you're saying you're going to give me this X amount, you're getting so much, which is one of the things that, I mean, we can really talk about, which is informed by issues of whether it's sponsorship, issues of why...
Correct.
The NFT is not commercially viable, is unable to raise that. But let's just say in the current form, the way it is, they will tell you that we're receiving X amount from the league. It's not enough to pay this and that. But you also say, okay, we hear what you're saying, but are you able to say to us, here's the balance sheet.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. This is how much you're going. This is how much a player ought to happen to get and so forth. But we're thinking from where we're sitting, the clubs can do much better in terms of what they're going to give them, to give the player. By the way, we're talking of a second level, the highest, is the second highest level of football in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we believe that they could do much better in terms of what they're offering the board. But, just think of 5 grand for 5 years.
What is the escalation there?
And you find that escalation, Rob, is about 10%. But there is not even escalation, because when you look in terms of the...
So you're stuck on 5,000 for 5 years.
Stuck on 5,000 for 5 years. No, because when you talk in terms... You'd recall that... why do I forget this young man's name? We had to deal with this case. At the very same team, Leopards, they said, no, we've got an extension. We're going to... He was a striker. We need to extend. And you're like, but what are the terms of the extension? What are these terms? There are no terms. There are no terms whatsoever. But this is what we are faced with locally.
Very sad, very sad. But the big story, which is why we kind of dragged you in to come here, has to do with the Super League. You and I will have to set up a date, I know, because there's a lot of other issues that we'll need the entire show for. But yourselves, as SAFPU, you've condemned the imminent implementation of the CAF Super League. You've termed it unworkable and ill-conceived idea. Big words, but they mean a lot, because you didn't just draft a one-pager. You went on in terms of detail.
No, absolutely, Rob. Rob, we get informed that Super League would start in August 2023.
Yes. That's next year.
But next year.
Yeah.
This is before yesterday, when we were told of this date.
Right.
We follow up. We ask questions. Okay, wait a minute. This Super League, give us the details. Because as it stands, you're talking Super League, but you're not talking about demolition or scraping out a Confederation or the Champions League.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
The calendar, the fatigue of players. Mm. Who really cares? Do you want to talk to us about it? Do you think that we can reach a common ground or a middle ground to say, this is where we are, this is what our views are? There's no consultation in the process. We ask, we said, FIFPRO, please, can we engage with these guys? FIFPRO writes, Africa, that is.
Yeah.
They talk to them.
So obviously, for those who might not be indulged in terms of FIFPRO, that's your international wing of the players.
Absolutely.
Union.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry.
We ask them, let's have a meeting. Let's have a meeting with Kev. Let them explain exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Because there are no details here. We hear a lot of stories. It's a FIFA baby. We think it is, because there is nothing that points to the fact that it's not a FIFA baby.
Yeah.
I mean, this is SAFPU now's view, to say this is what we think.
FIFA president is there. He's at there. The conference. He's announcing, he's endorsing.
He's endorsing and stuff. Yeah. He's endorsing something that he rejected in Europe.
In Europe,
by
the
way.
Yeah.
We must just say
that.
It's been dumped into the African continent. Yeah. And he comes with a lousy excuse to say, no, this is not necessarily the same as what happened in Europe. He's telling us that in Europe, it was those selfish guys who did that.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's not necessarily privatization. We say, no, you want to privatize football on the continents. And that's exactly what you're doing. Fact that the decision comes from CAF doesn't make it any lesser.
You're the driving force behind it.
You're the driving force behind it.
Yeah.
Where is the money that's going to come? I mean, if there was money that's going to come out of CAF, we should be told about that.
Yeah.
We know that CAF at this point is bankrupt, doesn't even have that money to do that. But we say, wait a minute. Why cancel one of the we have what you call the Champions League on the continent, which is the best ever level of football on the continent.
Right.
Which is, when you talk 64 clubs, this is what you think it's all inclusive.
Yeah.
Why not channel this money that you are telling us about to get to the Champions League and say, let us build something on this Champions League? Who's going to benefit? You focus on the elite clubs.
Yeah.
What does that mean? The problem in Africa is simply because the people who take decisions on major issues on football are presidents of associations.
Yeah.
You and I would know, Rob, that football in South Africa is organized differently.
Yeah.
We've got a professional wing, and the professional wing has always proved that when you have that and you can go out there and look for commercial support, you'll definitely get it when you build your brand. But FIFA is not really interested in that. They're talking about, in Africa, the problem is that, the people will always say, let us throw money at this solution.
Yeah.
They throw money at it, and we are told that there will be a lot of money. If there's 100 million, why not put it in the Champions League and let us look at it, run with it in the very same format? The difficulty with the Champions League, as we know it, and as we understand from those that we engage with, the clubs, is that during the preliminary stages, people are not getting any money.
Yes.
Why not take that money, do that, and it? But they come and they explain to us, no, we'll start with 24, at labs, then after 24 at labs, as time goes on, we'll add, and we arrive at a requisite number. The question is...
But for a league?
For a league.
And how do you get to the 24? Because, I mean, one of the things, Tulakanyo, that Francis Gaito, who's a leading journalist on the African continent, said yesterday to us, is that they would immediately go for some of the elite clubs per country that they identify. So if you're identifying Egypt, you're going for Zamalek and Al Ahly. So if you come into South Africa, you're going for Sundowns and Pirates. Are those impoverished clubs?
No, well, they're not. With due respect, why would they want to go and get Chippa United even if Chippa was to win the league tomorrow?
Yeah.
What's the following there? There's no following.
Yeah.
But Chippa would need time to build their brand over a period of time. You've got Chiefs and Pirates, who are the biggest in the country. Sundowns, of course, is coming now because of what they've done over the past decade. You understand? Now, you have that. You know what that means? Why would, if I was Super TSTV, Rob, I'll definitely leave and go and invest in that. What will happen is that over a period of time, there'll be no clubs, we'll be fighting, we'll be going back to that period when SABC was still in broadcasting, players were not getting money and stuff and all. Is that what we want? No, we believe that the role of CAF is to make sure that they deal with, firstly, grassroots, but they need to professionalize football in each and every country and ensure that they put resources. Once you have professionalized the leagues, the clubs, you enforce what you call your club licensing system.
Yeah.
Once you enforce that, everybody doesn't need a Motsepe to come and say to us, we are going to have a special mana in the Super League to go and get us something. That's privatization. They are privatizing that because they want to try it and they want to give a Gianni a gift so that he can go and start saying, there's what. But if they could not handle the CAF money, how are they going to handle the Super League money as well?
But we were struggling. You know that we can't even watch the CAF Champions League or the CAF Confed Cup or even the Africa Cup of Nations at will on the continent. We are subjected during FIFA, the FIFA week, to watching more of the European leagues or the European countries playing the or playing and playing internationally as opposed to what's happening on the continent. We just get results here. So now how all of a sudden is that going to change and you're going to be able to commercialize the product with these 24 teams that nobody even knows who they are?
And why these teams got to be invited, Rob? Yeah. What happened to the issue of merit? What happened to the issue of promotion and relegation? What, it's a very important principle. Now you go and you pick them up. Let's pick. And you are not going to pick Stellies because he just got there. You are going to get those clubs that make those leagues. What does that mean? And you're telling us now the money, there will be a trickle-down effect in terms of the money that are going to do that. Since when? I mean, how has it happened? How
it's
is it going to happen?
That's a lot of money. In US dollars even. Who do you think is behind the Super League, though? I mean, aside from Gianni Infantino and what he's saying, aside from what the CAF president is saying, there's got to be a force. There's got to be a force behind who's churning in this money.
Look, Rob, when you look at this, I mean, from our own thinking and analysis, we look at what has happened on the continent. We take it a bit back. Gianni got invited. I mean, he won the FIFA president because of the votes of African votes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gianni comes. Who were the first people to talk about the biennial, to endorse the biennial Nigeria. World Cup?
Yeah.
It was Africa. So everything that they want to do, it's done here. But remember, there's an emergence of the World Leagues Forum.
Yeah.
We must also take that into consideration. And these are professionalized leagues.
Yeah.
And now they, of course, they're asking questions as themselves to say, okay, here's the World Cup. What are we really benefiting as the leagues? Because this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
There must be a plan, of course, for FIFA to respond and stuff and all. So FIFA, in our views, from the way we see things, we think they're going to go there and say, okay, let's sit down. It has worked in Africa. Maybe they will pump whatever money that they will do. They will come with different terms to say they are supporting CAF and they will do that. We don't think, in our view, it's a thing. And we still have to meet with Ntate Motsepe, and after that, we probably would have a common understanding so that we understand exactly where it comes from. But Ntate Motsepe, just like his colleague here at home, they don't want to meet with stakeholders. Danny Jordan, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
They don't want to meet with stakeholders as if they've got the right to run football and they don't owe it to anybody.
Sure. Crazy. Let's take a question before the news.
Good evening, Rob. It's Teboho here, and good evening to the Players Union President. I just want to ask the President, is the union not concerned about the trend of a revolving door where you see players being signed, many of them, and at the end of the season being released in large volumes? I could have counted around about 90 players that were released in the current transfer market. And lastly, with regards to equal pay for equal work, is the union not concerned with the introduction of the Super League, knowing that players concluded their contracts, knowing that we'll be participating in a certain number of matches, but now they are going to have additional matches included in their line of work? What is the union going to do to approach that? Thank you so much.
All right, always great questions. Teboho, Thulaganyo, can you summarize that?
No, absolutely, Rob. I mean, this is exactly what we said in our statement. You're sitting with a situation where you have commercial rights, for an example, which I'll come back to the first question that he asked. But you've got commercial rights. And the commercial rights really are very important because they talk to the livelihood of our players. We are very worried about the Super League because you don't even know whether in that bag there's a, is it a beast or is it a sheep? We don't know what's happening. And that is why we've always and will continue mobilizing the continent to make sure that at least we arrive at one conclusion to say this, we must reject this Super League up until a point where we are, everybody's able to talk. You've spoken about issues. Now you're going to privatize. Mm. You don't have the supporters dealing with that. With regards to the issue of the clubs, you know, releasing players, and it's a bit of a challenge in that we are very worried ourselves. Or where is this really going, Rob?
Yeah.
You know, because of late, it's like those senior players, when we look at it, the senior players are really going.
Yeah.
But it can be. But to the extent that those players are still contracted, we'll do everything in our power to ensure that their contracts, of course, are respected and we get what we really need to get out of the players. But we must also address these things together with the issues of the question that, Robert, if you're going to give us that hour and what, which we want to explore on.
Yeah, 100%.
Is on issue of the sponsorship. Yeah. Why is sponsorship still white? Why is it still for the advantaged groups that we come from? It's a problem. We really need to talk about those issues. Where is the government role in all these things?
I'm willing to engage in all of that, Thulaganyo. You know that I'm willing to engage in the fact that we should be fighting for more than five spots in the World Cup from Africa. We shouldn't be saying, yes, thank you very much, Bas Siabong. You know, that should never be the case. But you know what? You've laid the foundation. I think you've started a great conversation with us. Thank you so much. Let me see you again. We will rearrange for the full show on various issues that we need to thrash out.
No, Rob, as always, thank you very much, you know, for giving us the opportunity to air our views. But we think that Motsepe must come to the party. Motsepe must do what's right for the African football. Let us not reinvent the wheel. Let us not create another elite league when we can really redirect those resources and put them to the Champions League.
In the existing platforms that are there.
Thank you.
Thulaganyo Khashubele, thank you so much indeed. He's the SAFRA president joining us for the first part of the show.